Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Listen, you're a mom.
I am a mom.
I'm sure you've used or at least thought of the phrase, look, if your friends did it, would you do it?
Sure.
Especially if it was something bad.
Right. You expect them to say, no.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But this is setting the bar story, so if you can manage to make it through the day without jumping off a bridge because you were dared, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, wow.
29-year-old dude out of Canada jumped off a bridge on a dare, got stranded on the side of a river. Thankfully, you know, we're talking about this because obviously he survived.
Right.
Coast Guard had to be called in. The fireboat had to be called in.
Oh,
paramedics
gosh.
Took him to the hospital.
Cops
were called.
Yeah, that's a pretty high jump looking at the picture.
Yeah, cops were called. They talked to him just to make sure that, like, you weren't, like, trying to do something stupid, right?
Because it's that high.
Yeah. And he said, no, someone dared me to.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, he did have drugs in his system.
Sure.
So that probably could have been a factor, too.
Okay.
They treated him for some injuries. Kind of minor, though. Not clear if he's going to be charged with anything.
Sounds like he got lucky, but it costs money to send out rescue crews like that.
Again, but if someone dares you to jump off a bridge...
That's literally the example. The classic example.
Yeah.
If your friends were going to jump off a bridge, would you go with them?
Yeah, exactly.
This guy said yes.
Yeah, this guy was like, hold my beer.
Yes. Don't do that, though.
Right. This is why it's a setting the bar story. It can be very dangerous, all right? So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without jumping off a bridge because you were dared, you're doing okay.
Good note.
That is your setting the bar story.